Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Since Psalm 89 is the only one penned by Ethan the Ezrahite, we're happy he expresses his thoughts in 52 remarkable verses. The psalm is a maskil, or educational psalm, for serious contemplation. In addition to this psalm, Ethan is mentioned in 1 Kings 4:31 as a wise man, although not quite as wise as Solomon. See also 1 Chronicles 2, verse 6. In taking up the subject of the covenant God made with David, Ethan will need to carefully distinguish between what is conditional and what is unconditional about this agreement. To confuse that would be to lose all hope, as we will see. The psalm presents first the criteria of the covenant, verses 1 to 4, the two wings with which it soars above the promises of men. One is mercy, or loving kindness, the Hebrew here is chesed, the gracious disposition of God in all that he is to his creatures. The other is faithfulness, Hebrew emunah, the consistent dependability of God in all that he does for his creatures. Both words occur 7 times each in the psalm. Then we have the character of the covenant keeper, verses 5 to 14. He is incomparable, quote, in the heavens, verses 5 and 6, and incomparable on earth, verses 7 to 10. Yes, quote, the heavens are yours, the earth also is yours, verse 11. His, quote, righteousness and justice, mercy and truth are all sublime, verse 14. The contentment of his children, verses 15 to 18, then follows, quote, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance, verse 15. We also have a discussion of the conditions of the covenant, verses 19 to 37, including the selection and preservation of David. Verses 30 to 32 speak of the necessary condition of obedience, and verses 33 to 37 speak of its unconditional aspect, especially sending the promised Messiah. Verse 27. And there's more to come.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.